Texte numéro 107. The bad bet tech companies made that got them into this mess. One by one, the tech CEOs apologized. They had failed to anticipate that their users' extreme online behavior would return to normal once COVID restrictions lifted. So their projections for growth in streaming, e-commerce and the like were way off. With expenses mounting and growth stagnating, they would need to cut costs dramatically. Mass layoffs were coming. "This did not play out the way I expected," wrote Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg in a November memo to his employees. That big tech completely missed its COVID surge ending, something that seemed obvious, is astonishing, but it's more than a simple oversight. These companies understood their lockdown-augmented growth curves might not last forever, but they planned as if they would. Because while being wrong would mean cutting staff and missing earnings expectations, not attacking the opportunity would mean losing a market if COVID-inspired behaviour did persist, so they took the risk. In tech, you don't want to be accused of not being bold enough, not being brash enough, said one Meta employee who was laid off this week. We can't let others get ahead of us. This was the thinking. Meta had nearly doubled its workforce since 2020, adding approximately 42,000 employees. But its aggressive growth wasn't universally appreciated within the company. Some inside Meta advocated for more cautious spending and projections, given that a vaccine that once seemed 4 years away would become available within a year. And as people left home, all that messaging, browsing, shopping and streaming would likely subside. But planning continued, as if people would stay inside forever. Meta is now experiencing the hangover, and Zuckerberg is admitting that COVID-inspired behaviour changes were more temporary than he thought. In this case, clearly, we should have stayed closer to the plan that existed in late 2019, early 2020, as opposed to cranking it up, the ex-employee said. Similar scenarios have played out inside Amazon, Netflix and Shopify, all of which overextended after the onset of COVID. Amazon added 427,000 people in just 10 months in 2020. And then the company kept hiring, hoping the e-commerce way of life would stick. But it didn't. Last week, it was reported that Amazon planned to lay off 10,000 employees. Now comes the fallout. Workforces rocked by layoffs are experiencing plunging morale. And costs, in many cases, are still too high. Perhaps if the economy were still roaring, this would be easier to stomach. But the big bet on COVID-inspired behaviour lasting is really starting to hurt. It's going to be a hangover on these guys for a while, said an ex-Meta executive, until they get some wins. Adapted from Slate.com, November 2022.